this was the trip that we've always joked about, like, you know, well, if there's any trip that I could join you on,
I'll certainly be going back, mate. So maybe you could come the second time around.
What were your first thoughts of Vegas then, seeing it for the first time?
Whose bright idea was it to build this in the middle of a fucking desert? Then I got like, it was the worst grilling as well from immigration I've had in like ever. And he's like, I see your passport, sir. And I'm like, yeah, okay, there you go. He's like, hey, wait a second. You just been here. See, what we got here, sir, is a pattern.
So you did the heart attack grill.
The burger itself. I reckon we got to go back to Vegas because I reckon I could do two of them. If I had to. And I don't think anyone's ever done that.
Imagine that, 40,000 calories.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And welcome. But we're back. We're back to administer your weekly eardrops of complete waffle. This is the Breaking Bread podcast. How are you doing?
Wow, you can tell he's had a break.
First coffee of the day. Mate, I'm only halfway through. It's not hit me yet.
I'm champion. How are you after your penis enlargement surgery? Because we missed a week.
It was unsuccessful. Yeah. Necrotic. So now I have no dick. I'm joking. I'm joking. But I thought, you know what my thinking was behind that response? If I get in and start talking about knobs early, then you don't get that like you get that cheeky grin on your face and think, I'm going to start talking about dicks and it'll wind Adam up.
Do we have to bleep that out? Because Adam messaged the chat saying that basically YouTube's police have come cracking down on...
It's mostly the F word and the C word. So you can't. We're going to try and cut back on the amount of times we don't say that. You say the C word quite a lot. I say the F word too much. So we're going to try and there's nothing big and clever about swearing. So
we keep saying it. We keep saying about this
the swear jar.
But some guys were like kicking off in the comments about it, weren't they?
Well, people were saying we like it.
So well, fuck it then. No, they said, you know what?
Bleep that out, Josh.
I don't know how they
timestamp it.
They say if you mention it in the first 10 seconds of your video or something, if you say the F word in the first 10 seconds, then it'll get instantly demonetized. That wasn't 10 seconds, so we're all right. But then it says if it's profusely used, so I don't know what. There's no guidance like what's a lot. No,
I don't think we do it profusely.
I think we do.
I think we do. There was one time when you said the F word twice in one sentence.
No, that was you.
Was it me?
Yeah, you.
No,
did.
I would never do that. My vocabulary is too good.
No,
to
you
do
did.
That.
Honestly, I remember. No, you, never. You've complained about it before. Where you said it was you. It was you because, and I also what were one of them where. I forget anyway, but it was definitely you that did it, weren't right.
we? Well, I mean, we'll make a bit of an effort to. Not swear. We don't earn any money from this as it is. We need some money. The heating's not on again, I noticed. But luckily, we're getting to what is it now? March. So
yeah, you missed the snow. The weather. You managed to go to Las Vegas when we had the 2 days of snow.
Yeah, Mrs. Bates sent me a picture. I thought, oh God, I need another drama on the way home. Because I get diverted to fucking Frankfurt or something.
Look, you just swore. You just said it, Ed.
That's twice. Is that two or three times now? It's been 2 minutes. I'm sorry. You know what? That's funnily enough. Somebody, slight tangent, but somebody messaged me while I was away. Somebody was a really nice message saying, I can't remember what it was verbatim, but they basically said, I watch my videos with your with my son. And you know, it always brings a smile to our face. We love watching. Thank you very much. I thought, oh, thanks, mate. He said, we also listen to the podcast together. And I thought, ooh. I hope your son's 18. You know, it's just like, it's one of those, but he's not like four. Because not necessarily just because of swearing, but we talk about some adult topics, don't we, from time to time.
I apologize to people when they say they listen to my podcast. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry.
I do that when people say they watch my videos. I'm so sorry.
What were you going to say, George?
No, I'm just like, when you get like new clients for the business, they're like, oh, watched your podcast.
And yeah, I'm like, oh, God, no. No, you've seen the real, me. Anyway, let's start how we start every podcast with a YouTube comment.
It's time for a YouTube comment from you.
Okay, so his first comment is from Kev B. It says, great show as always. What would you guys cook if you were on Come Down With Me? I get the feeling Josh would cook chicken dippers and Bid would cook healthy but have cheesecake as dessert.
KBB knows us, doesn't he? He's going out. He's doing a, you know, episode of The Simpsons where Principal Skinner's superintendent charmers around him to his house and he messes up the food and then he's going to go out and get like Krusty Burger and disguise it as his own cooking and he catches him like on the, anyway, that's what Josh would do. Or I'll just get some frozen ones from Aldi. But yeah, I think I would cook, something like fish kind of is not, if that's I wanted to try and win, maybe
not steak Diane with wine.
Good point. Yeah, steak dan with or crisp. What was it? Spicy shrimp with lime. Spicy shrimp with lime.
If you know, you know.
I would cook roast chicken, Sunday roast style thing. Really? Everyone loves a Sunday. Everyone loves a Sunday roast. Chicken's universal. If you don't like it, get the out.
See, you joked then about, but like it's actually the opposite. You would be the one that's going out to get the crusty burger because you are completely incompetent at anything adulting. If you're not making videos, that's it. Like that's why I think that's why you eat out so often. Because
I don't eat out often.
Yeah, obviously, you do for your videos, and then when you're not, you're fasting often? And you're eating fadge yogurt, which is not a swear word. It's called fadge.
It's called faye.
Fadge yogurt and blueberries. So everyone would have a pot of fadge with blueberries and honey. I would personally cook, I would cook steak, fillet steak.
There's no way you're not cooking steak properly. I don't, what is it, Italian steak?
You did it on the barbecue last summer.
I did tomahawk steak on the summer last. I'd invite you around, but you're a prick. So like, this is about
that. Tasted like a suitcase, man.
It was perfect, mate.
Shut up.
have we got another comment? Because clearly Adam's like over it now. What's wrong with you? You know, I don't know how I don't know how this podcast is going to continue. We're on like episode 65.
I'm trying to get stopped, lad. That's why.
So we've got another comment from A Quiet Corner. Alien versus Jackass. The quest for CS.
I saw that, man.
For the comment reading
curdled
episode.
Curdled semen for anybody that missed that.
For the comment reading episode, you could do it from one of BMF's videos where Josh joins you on a challenge.
Yeah. I feel like that's not going to be good for his self-esteem, though.
I don't mind. I'm like well over it now, I think. I think I'm
well
like
over
numb,
it.
I'm numb to it with this podcast and everything else that we do. Plus, I mean, provided that everything goes to plan, we might be dropping a little video on your channel. The grand reveal's coming after this podcast.
Depending on who edited it, George.
We'll see.
George is a talented lad. I mean, in more ways than one.
I know,
frankly, it's amazing that he's still here. I think he just probably doesn't know his
it's
own
more life, amazing that he's the one that's off camera in the corner with the amount of talent that he's
got. We should put you over there. Yeah. It'd be nice to look at for a start. Anyway, is there a third one?
There's one more comment from... It just says S, so I don't know who that is. A dog that doesn't shit is robotic, and grass that doesn't grow is astroturf. Kids, this is why smoking weed isn't always a good idea.
So he's basically agreeing with what I said on that podcast.
Yeah, but you don't want a robot dog, do you? It's not the same. Right? You want a live dog.
You could, yeah, but you could like cast
put a rug on it,
fur,
so,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Like...
It doesn't have to be metallic. But I don't know, man. That was your worst moment, I think, for like rationality. When you said, oh, I'm going to invent something amazing, a dog that doesn't poo. And it was like,
I saw another comment that said, the fact that you'd invent a dog that doesn't poo and not a kid that doesn't poo leads me to think that you like your dog more than your kid. Which
but you don't really talk about you probably talk about your dog more often than your child, actually, come to think of it.
You didn't even know I had a dog?
No, I didn't, actually.
Anyway, yeah, I cut my grass last night, actually.
Yeah.
First time this year.
Never done it, mate.
Have you got any grass? You have got grass around.
I'm like, you're all right, Lindsay's dad. Yeah, it's been 8 months. How's it going? Do you want to come around and cut my grass for a tenner? Sweet. See you in a bit.
Is that what you say out the phone to? Hi, Lindsay's dad.
Yeah, it's basically how it goes. Or I might call him fat lad. Not because that's body shaming, but because that's, you know, that's
a bit of banter.
The humour that we have, yeah. And yeah, he doesn't listen, but like, Alan, if you're listening, love you, mate.
He's definitely not going to release it.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is any more comments? Are we good? Is that
That's it for comments this week.
Well,
cheers for the comments, especially Kev B. That was my favourite one.
Kev B. Cheers, Kev B. Adam, you've done a wee little trip away. And yeah, you know
not,
what?
Not
we've
wee
had
enough.
We've had a peaceful 3 weeks without you.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Same. Feelings mutual.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. But we just wanted to like see how it's gone, because I know like you were going for your surgery, which would be really nice of Mrs. Beard to buy for herself.
Public service announcement: there is no podcast this week. Adam is currently on a plane to America. We believe it's for a penis extension surgery. It was a last minute birthday present from Mrs. Beard to herself.
I get it. I do get it.
If I was going for some cosmetic surgery, I'd probably get my fucking airline sorted out. No, I wouldn't. I'd never do cosmetic surgery. Do you know, I saw that, like, I don't know why this just come to my mind, but I was on briefly on Twitter yesterday and I saw people going wild about, you know that dude from, the name of the band's escaped me, what's that band that Harry Styles was in?
One Direction.
Is that the, but it's like the other guy, Liam, he's called Liam something.
Liam Payne.
With the, is it
yeah, he's just had his Jordan, hasn't he?
Yeah, and like people were losing their minds. Jordan? I didn't even know you could have that done. Like you said, like his jaw made more square.
Yeah.
And look, before we, I don't want to add fuel to this fire, right? I couldn't care less what people look like. I'm not going to criticize a person because of the way they look. But I thought it was, what I'm getting at is, I didn't realize you could have that done. And two, it seemed odd to me that so many people cared, you know, that like...
He's added a lot of years on himself.
Whoa, that's a hench jaw, that, isn't it?
It's beastly, isn't it?
He looks like a Ken doll. Look at him.
I know, I saw the picture. But I mean, like, I don't... What?
It looks like...
Have you ever
Zac Efron? He did the same thing. I think he blamed it on, like, oh, I got stung by a bee or something like that. He's like,
yeah, that old chestnut. Okay. Got stung by a bee. Madonna should use that one. I got stung by multiple bees.
It does seem mad that you'd do that. I mean, I get, like, people will have their insecurities and whatnot, but, like... That dude, he's got to be like, I don't know, a fucking bajillionaire. Like, he'll be like, he'll have his pick of any fine young lady that comes across his path. Like, what does he need to worry about the way that he looks for?
I'd be insecure. Some people are. I don't know. I don't think I've ever really understood cosmetic surgery, you know? At a very real level, would you ever get cosmetic surgery done? If you had infinite money, if I said I'll pay for you something doing, right, as a little Christmas present.
Yeah.
Would you have anything done? Would you choose to change anything about the way you look?
Not currently, but like, I think I would get, I'd go down to Turkey and get my hairline done if it started to recede like yours.
You'd be bothered about, I'm happy to go bald.
Nah, you've got like a muckle beard, so it'd work, you know? Like, I'd look as
quite. When I was a kid, when I was like, maybe twixt the years of 10 and 16, I had a shaved head. So it's like, I didn't like value hair that much. I like having long, but like now it's just getting, I want to get a mullet actually.
You should get a mullet.
I know, but then I feel like I'd be really sad when my locks are coming off because actually when I wash them and they look nice and actually bother to like make it look all right, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
And my hairline isn't that bad. It's just I've got a high hairline and I pull it back so it looks worse. But I'm not self-conscious about that.
Like that, we'll come back around to this, but you took a selfie in the toilet of the airplane the other day and posted it on Twitter, right?
Yeah, to prove that we had did I dream this? I thought we had a conversation where you were trying to argue with me. Maybe I did actually dream it. That like, it's possible to have sex in the airplane. You know, you people say like at Mile High Club, oh yeah, I've had sex in the airplane toilet.
I think it's on a private. I don't think it's like in Ryanair.
No, legitimately.
There's like pubes and shit on floor because like the planes arrive 20 minutes late. It's like, oh shit. Let's wipe an ante back on the ceiling and get everybody back on board. They're still chewing them on the seat. What a fucking shit all you're in there, there's a condom still stuck on site.
I don't fly Ryanair. No, but I feel like we had a conversation, you were like, yeah, it's totally doable. And I'm like, nah, like I'm 5'10", right?
I've
or 4'11" if
I've
you
got
ask
to lean us. Back and have a piss on a, like on any plane on yeah, that is.
I feel like I'm too big for those because it's so small and I'm not a large man. So I took a picture because I thought we'd had a conversation. Well, anyway, what were you getting at? I'm explaining the photograph.
So, yeah,
because I had my hair pulled back.
But your head.
You made it bigger though. Yeah,
on the original picture, your head looked fucking massive. You look like one of them little like dolls from 90s, you know, a little bobblehead, like the football players. And I looked at that and went, I don't even Photoshop to this point. I'm like, your head looks fucking huge. So then I Photoshopped it. And all I did, I thought, I bet I added like
air pressure
5% onto it. So your head looked even bigger. And I put it on the Instagram page. Not one person noticed.
Thought it was normal.
Thought it was normal.
I don't know why. I think it might have been, like, maybe I was avoiding like the bent roof and so I put my head forward a bit and it looked bigger.
It was like leant forward towards like the... Like, it looked massive.
Anyway, back to... I don't even mean to get onto this, but like, there's no circumstance where I would ever have... Unless it was... The only time I would have a cosmetic surgery, I think, is if I, God forbid, if I got badly burnt, so it was reconstructive.
Yeah.
I think like then I understand it, but like... If I wouldn't just be like, there's nothing about myself that I hate so much that I would think I'd need to change.
I get why people have like the I understand the turkey teeth.
The hairline and the turkey teeth. I think teeth, I get, because it's such a focal point in your mouth and they're easy to change. You're not slashing anything, right?
Yeah.
And hair, I kind of get, because some people like it, I guess. But I mean, when you're physically cutting your face to change it.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think I ever compared that.
I think what it is, mate... We sat filming a podcast in Morley, right? We sat in this little working town. I think when you're in like celebrity land of Hollywood and or Essex, Everyone kind of just does shit to make themselves look younger or better looking.
But it never, I don't think it ever works, does it? Is there any successful cosmetic surgery you've ever seen that like actually makes me look better than they did look before?
I'm sure there's examples, but nothing that comes to mind of anyone famous, really.
Have you seen that
boxer, Oscar De La Hoya's abs?
No.
He's had ab implants. That's weird looking.
Oh, that is weird.
For a boxer, that seems a bit odd because like, surely wouldn't you just have them anyway?
But then it's like going old with grace. Obviously, they've been shredded.
Yeah, but you could still have abs when you're old. You just have to be really, really lean. My uncle, like, he's, was he like 70 now? But when he was like in his 60s, he was lean, man. I mean, like, he used to cycle everywhere. And he once got knocked off his bike, actually. Not that's funny, but he survived. He was all right. Like, I mean, like, I'm not trying to criticize people for the way they look. I mean, if you want to do it, there's no circumstance, I don't think, where I'd ever.
I don't think we're not the people to be asking this question.
I think some people can get something done and it look better, but then it's like they get addicted to that feeling of, I can improve this, and then they do more and then they overdo it.
All right. Well, I mean, this isn't a podcast about plastic surgery. I don't know how we got into that. Anyway,
that's because we aren't known about enlarging your penis, aren't we?
Chewed up some time. I certainly wouldn't do. I think, as far as I'm aware, it's. I was going to say it's useful enough, but it's not. It's not so much the size of it's the problem. It's efficiency. You know, it's about as reliable as that fucking car I just bought that was made in 1992. By the by, I'm 37 now. Anyway, we talk about anything else other than my wang.
Well, I just wanted to see how your trip went, mate. I'm a little bit disappointed because this was the trip that we've always joked about. Like, you know,
well,
if there's any trip that I could join you on,
I'll certainly be going back, mate. So maybe you could come the second time around.
Well, I'll remain hopeful then. How was it? How was the trip? Bump into any fans on the plane?
I did. Well, not
fall out with any air stewardesses? Ask anybody's grandmas for their grandkids' food?
No, yeah. I didn't fall out with any. I got the feeling that one of the cabin crew, I think, seemed to be. They come around and ask for your meal choice, I was famished, right? And you know, I only eat once a day, right? And when I'm on that plane, I'm thinking, I'm not going to buy a salad, especially because of connecting flight, I'm not going to buy a salad that gets skunked by the time I'm eating at, you know, 3 p.m. So I often partake of the plain meal. And I was famished at that point. I thought, I'll ask him if I could pay and I could maybe get two.
Yeah.
You know, because they're normally pretty small. So I'll get the normal starter, but the main course, can I get... So I said, is there any way I could, you know, pay like a supplement and get one of each or two? And she's like, no, sir. And I'm like, all right, cool. No worries. So I ordered my thing. And it seemed to me like after that, she was kind of going back to get their drinks orders. And like, she didn't come back to me like ever. So I don't know if maybe that's in my head or maybe it was just offensive to ask to pay for a second meal. She's thinking like greedy bastard.
A bit paranoid. Did they not have like stuff that you could buy? Like, I know you wouldn't buy snacks.
Yeah, they had like nuts and like crisps. Who the fuck eats crisps, man? I can't be bothered with that.
A lot of people eat crisps. Yeah. We need to normalize the fact that you're not normal, actually.
Yeah, true. But no, that was the only... I don't think that was a problem. That you should have seen the immigration line. Oh my God. It was like being on a hidden camera show. There must have been 2,000 people in the line. And it was like 50... You know when you get those theme park style queues? But like 50 yards and about 15 of them. So I'm like, I'm going to be here forever. Then I got like, it was the worst grilling as well from immigration I've had in like ever. Which I kind of expect.
What happened? Why? Because he's like, why are you here?
Just because I go, but yeah, this guy was like, he had a big push broom, like grey, he was mid 50s.
Yeah.
Big push broom, grey moustache. And by this point though, I was like, I didn't need to be anywhere. I'm thinking, the longer I'm in this queue, no big deal. I, the more tired I'll be, the easier I'll sleep tonight. You know, I've just got to get my rental car, get to the hotel. And he's like, I see your passport, sir. And I'm like, yeah, okay, there you go. He's like, what's your purpose of visit? And just as I'm answering, he's like, hey, wait a second. You just been here. I'm like, yeah, about 6 weeks ago. He's like, so what you doing back here? And I'm like, I like it. He's like, see what we got here, sir, is a pattern emerging. And I'm like, the pattern of somebody that comes on vacation, I don't know, for 2 weeks, 6 times a year? He's like, so you could be living here. I said, yeah. So that's, at first I was very, very rational, right? I said, could I? You reckon? I said, well, is that my travel record there on your screen? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so you think I've got a house in Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, wherever the fuck else I've been this year, Canada. I said, if I'm living there, I must have a lot of houses. He's like, well, you know, the ESTA, which is what you travel on, you know, if you don't have an actual visa. That's really meant for a couple of trips a year. And I'm like, no, it's not. I said, look at your website. There's no guidance. The only guidance is that you can't stay longer than 90 days. And of course, if you stayed, say, 89 days and then went home for a week and then came back for another 90, you would expect to be asked questions. And he's like, I think you need a visa. And I'm like, a visa for what? What kind of visa do I get, sir? He's like, a work visa. I'm like, I'm not working. I said, well, I am working, but I mean, paid by Google UK, which is not an American entity. So I'm like, there is no visa for what I do. I have the documentation for what I do. He's like, well, you're lucky, son, that you're not in stage two. I thought, sounds like a bit of a threat. So what, stage two? He's like, stage two is me and two other guys in the room asking you questions. Anyway, I said, well, let's go, man. I said, I'll answer any questions you like. He's like, you might be asked to prove solvency. I'm like, all right, man. I said, like, look, I think it's quite clear, isn't it? That I come out here a couple of weeks a year, right? I'm not living here. He's like, you could be staying for 89. I'm like, I've never stayed for longer than like, what, 19 days maybe at the absolute most. I've never stayed anything close to 90 days. So in the end, he was like, oh, yeah, okay. I recommend you get a visa. I'm like, there is no fucking... And oh, yeah, all right, see you later, mate.
See you in 89 days.
See you in 2 weeks.
So where did you fly into? LA?
LA, yeah.
Don't go back there, then. Go to Vegas somewhere.
No, it's a shithole anyway. Well, no offense to anyone that lives in LA, but I don't like it. But it was just easier to fly there. And I was already connected. I'm not going to connect three times.
That seems like, although like it's slightly scary, it seemed quite a fun little back and forth that you had. I had a similar experience, but it wasn't as fun. I got to the German border when I flew to the Octagon the other week, and they asked me why I was there with a German accent, and I was terrified. And then I was like, I'm here to watch some fighting. I'm like, fuck, that's not the answer. That's not the answer.
Here to watch some bare knuckle. Do you need like, you know, like when you go to Canada, America, you need the visa waiver thing. Do you need that for Germany or is
no?
It's weird that because like since Brexit, you'd think.
And I thought that as well. I'm waiting for the day that they're like, nah, no bueno, get yourself back, son. But
they wouldn't say no bueno in Germany.
Nine.
Nine. Yeah, no, I've.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, but you got in the end.
Yeah, yeah, I got in, yeah. But that was a sketchy one. But yeah, like,
I feel like you wouldn't have been queuing for a long time, though.
No.
I think Germany's known for its efficiency.
Yeah, but it's like one of them joke things now, isn't it? It's like EU, not EU.
Oh, yeah.
So like you've got to go non-EU. There's a queue, like what you said, 15 miles long. And then everybody else is like, Brian Lacey, because he's got an Irish passport, is like, walks past.
Why has Brian got an Irish passport? Don't just say because he's Irish. I realize, has he got dual citizenship or he was born in Ireland?
I think he was born in Ireland.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah. And his mum's Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, he had a good St. Paddy's Day, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Dancing his ass off in Mallorca. He was in Mallorca, didn't he? Madman. Anyway, where were we going with this? Your trip.
Yeah, it was all right. Apart from that was the only part that I didn't like.
What food challenge have we done? Come on.
Oh, loads, man.
I like to ask you this and then completely forget. And then 6 months later, watch the videos. So like last night, I watched...
It will be 9-3 months
yeah,
this time.
Yeah, last night I watched the video, the deep fried Oreos. And I remember, like it must have been 6 months ago when you went to me. Oh yeah, I did the deep fried
Oreos. It wasn't six, man. That was in January.
It was fucking ages ago.
It was January.
I remember saying to me, yeah, there were 150 calories a Oreo and I ate like 50 of them or whatever.
I think it was like 190 because they were double stuff as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then I remember thinking... I thought that video had already been and gone, and then it came up last night. Oh, no, what? Last
night. Yeah, you got to do that, man. Like if it's your job, if I get hit by a car tomorrow, I don't want people waiting till I recover for videos, you know. And it's a nice safe way to give yourself some breathing space, plenty of room to be creative.
How's life been since going down to one video a week? Because seem a little bit lighter. You're still a bit of a angry man, but
I'm only angry like when
angry.
you start talking about knobs. That's like the only thing that makes me. I'm bodily fluids. Until then, I'm perfectly. I'm not. Nobody watching my videos would say I'm an angry person.
That's not the real beard, though. Come on.
Of course, ask Mrs. Beard. Drop her a DM. Say is Adam angry? She'll say yeah. Only when I'm refusing to eat like a normal person. Which actually she's doing. That's a different story. What was the question? Something about going down one video a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done. In that it gives you way more free. It's hard to explain to people that I guess don't know how like the creative process of making a video. It's not, it might seem like it's as simple as you just turn up with some cameras or your iPhone or whatever, film yourself eating. It's not quite that simple, especially if you want to try and stand out in terms of make content that people want to enjoy. You have to really think about it quite a lot more. So I think the fact that now there's usually only one a week, it's more like 6 a month, isn't it, really? Because there's a couple of midweekers now and then. It just gives you a bit of, or gives me a bit of breathing space, and it's less stressful. It sounds like it's the kind of job, it looks like the kind of job that maybe wouldn't be stressful, but it requires a lot of, I think, mental thought, more than people might think.
So you bought yourself a little bit more longevity now then?
Yeah, I think longevity and just have a little bit of breathing space to make better videos. And I think hard as I am on like my judging my own stuff, I think the videos are better now, just because I put more time into them. Like the one that the couple that I filmed, and there's one, the last one that I filmed in Vegas, for example, I'm still editing that now. So it's probably like 40 hours later. So
that's bonkers. That
a lot of that though is that, a thing about that is though that, like, I think when I used to think about editing stuff, you know, I'd film something,
yeah,
and I'd go back and I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna edit this now. There would never be really much experimentation throughout the edit. It would just be like a chronological, put things together, bit of music in there. Whereas now, like, if I put something together and I'm like, this is shit, you know, so I don't feel like it's working,
yeah,
I'll change it. Whereas before I'd be like, I can't really change it because I'm 5 hours in and I've got to get it out and then the next one. So this one, I probably worked like, I think I'd done about 7 hours on like the first probably minute of the video or 2 minutes of the video.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the way it went at first. So, but anyway, it's good. For me,
what challenges did you get up to then out in Los Angeles? And is Los Angeles what
I was in San Diego. I flew to Los Angeles, but then the first four are basically San Diego,
right?
And then sod all in LA. I actually messaged. Do you know how many restaurants I messaged to do the food challenge LA?
I'm gonna guess a lot.
20. Do you know how many replied?
One.
Three.
Well,
it's not mad.
When I listen to like Joe Rogan and whatnot, and they talk about LA, so when the Americans talk about LA, they basically said that COVID was like the purge of people, like it all went really sort of sideways and then everybody left. Yeah. So I don't think a lot of restaurants survived COVID in Los Angeles. I don't know how true that is.
Well, all the ones that I messaged are still, functioning restaurants, yeah. But
did you choose not to reply?
I guess so. But I didn't do anything in LA. Four in San Diego and one in Temecula, which is like between San Diego and LA. And then I drove up to Vegas, and I really should have just spent, I think, two and a bit weeks in Vegas, because there's loads of there and some that I didn't get around to doing.
Really?
But that's good. That means I can just go back.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Because it was a laugh. It was a lot different than I expected it to be, I think.
What did you, what were your first thoughts of Vegas then, seeing it for the first time?
Whose bright idea was it to build this in the middle of a fucking desert? That was my first thought. Because I drove there at night, actually, you know.
Oh, but that's pretty spectacular. Did you go down the strip at night or...?
No, I didn't actually get in. I just drove to drove there partly at night.
Right.
I drove from San Diego. I stopped in a place called Needles, which I made a bit of a gag out of in one of the videos. Because it's like a 7-hour drive from there to Vegas, man. So I stopped, but like a lot of the driving towards the end of that trip is like, you just see like neon lights of all the cars. It's pitch black, right? Yep. And then in the morning I drove the rest of the way. But yeah, there's all just the mountains around it, right? And then you drive kind of through the kind of final layer of mountains and you see it and you're like,
why?
And every time I spoke to somebody there, just kind of casually about, you know, after I finished eating or whatever, they're all complaining about the lack of water. And I'm like, well, no shit, man. You have to just, can you even get it piped in here? You just drink bottled water constantly. Because like, it's right in the middle of a desert. And it's just, I suppose that's the American thing, isn't it? Do what you can't. You know, it's the American dream.
But the Hoover Dam's not far away, is it?
Yeah, that was like,
is that like on its ass?
That was well depleted. Because I stopped in this place called Boulder City,
yeah,
which is a really nice little town. And one of the videos, I'm next to this table of this restaurant was heaving at about 11 o'clock. I had to wait for a table. And I got sat down at this table of kind of like middle-aged women next to me, which was good for the video, right? But they were really nice and they chatted to me and they were like, oh, have you been to see the Hoover Dam? I was like, no. And they said, oh, well, you should go see it, but it looks a bit crap because the water's really, you know, it's far lower than usual. But yeah, that was my first thought. But my second thought was it's a bit underwhelming. I think I've seen The Hangover and whatnot, yeah, and I think I expected it to be a bit more, a bit bigger than it was and a bit more
I can't believe that you think like bigger, because it's fucking massive, mate. Like,
it's not Vegas.
Yeah.
Compare that to New York. It's fucking tiny.
Yeah, all right, compare it to New York. But like just the walking, you've got to like just to try to get from like one hotel to another takes like an hour. It takes ages, you know, like if you're going up and over the road or... Because it's like, was it eight lanes? It's like a...
It's not really built for walking, is it? But but it's not big. It's not like a big, highly developed place, is it? There's barely... Like you see that, what the Stratosphere or whatever is, that one big building. Yeah. It's not like... You compare that to New York. New York is huge, you know?
I think we're comparing like apples and sausages.
Yeah. Maybe. I thought it would be bigger, but I thought it was cool. It's not... I think I thought it was going to be kind of a bit tawdry and a bit cheap and super tacky, but I didn't really find it like that. I thought it was... They have those elements of theatre, everything, right? Because it's Vegas and it's supposed to be this... It's a city which was built to cater to human vices, right? Basically. That's why it was like founded, like it was totally dominated by mobsters back when it was built, you know? And it's all about gambling and stuff like that. But I think there are lots of...
What is that?
I'll be damned.
Is that sort of alive?
Is it one of those things that's come back to life from our edible bugs bag?
Those listening, there were a bug that just flew past us. I don't know how we're in...
I know a couple of people been there and said it was a bit kind of grimy off the strip, you know, which is really kind of glamorous.
Yeah.
But I didn't find it like that. I thought it was a pretty charming city.
I think it's amazing. And I think old Vegas, where you've done the Heart Attack Grill, is like way better than New Vegas. Like that's where it started. You've got the Golden Nugget. You've got the Stratosphere Tower. People can do zip line down the...
Nesbar.
We did that. Well, we tried to do that and we queued up for, I don't know, 90 minutes and we got to the top and we watched the guy go in front of us. We were about to jump on. They're like, oh, we're shutting it down. There's a thunderstorm. So like we'd queued for 90 minutes, watched everybody. I'm like, just let us go. Like, fuck them guys behind us. Just let us go do it. Couldn't do it. But I think it's an amazing place.
Savage, that. Yeah, I'd go back. It's not one of those places. I could never go back to New York again. I'd be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Though there's nothing about New York that I like, really. But I could go back to Vegas and there's lots. Like, if I went back as a tourist, I think there's more stuff I would do. But I thought it was quite cool.
So you did the Heart Attack Grill.
I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, I did go there, yeah. It wasn't my original plan to go there. I wasn't going to do it. But I thought when I was there,
What is that challenge? That's like
It's not really a food challenge in so much as you don't get anything. You don't get it free if you finish. It's they have the octuple bypass burger, right? Which is, it's like the Guinness verified, it's got like 19,969 calories in or something like that. And that's if you get, I got it with chili as well. So that I don't know, it would have been more than 20,000 calories. I don't know how much of that, that's because they cook it in lard, right? Deep fry it in lard. I don't know how much I buy
deep
that.
Deep fry what, the burger?
The burger patty. Well, everything, the burger patty is the bacon, fucking onions or whatever.
Shit.
I don't know that I buy that though. I think part of that's going to, not evaporate in cooking, but I don't know how much of that adheres to the meat in cooking. But anyway, apparently it's been corroborated.
How many burgers is it?
Eight. What gave it away? Octuple.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you can get it with or without bacon. But
fucking hell. Mr. fucking food expert over here. Like, we don't all live in your world of like...
So if I say you like sextuple, what number am I referring to?
Sextuple?
Yeah. Why did I say sex? Because I know you're going to make a gag out of it. Quintuple. Triple.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, I'm just trying to wind it up. But you don't get anything for it. You get, they used to wheel you out in the wheelchair, but they don't do that now because apparently somebody nicked the wheelchair one time. So they just, I don't know, give you a high five and a picture. Everyone gives you a round of applause.
There's no spanking out now.
No, yeah, you get spanked if you don't finish.
Oh, right, okay. Because there's a weighing scales outside, isn't there? There's people buzzing when they, like, if you're over 300 pounds, is it 300 pounds? Then you get for free.
350. It was actually, I got the start of that video is a wide shot of me walking up to the weighing scales.
Yeah.
And then quite fortunate, I suppose, for an entertainment value, when I was in the restaurant, somebody got weighed who was 351 pounds. Like the scale was like 349, 350. I'm like, oh, you're almost there. So you get free, unlimited, I think, free single burgers, as many as you want, as long as you buy a drink.
That's 25 stone for those that are like on this side of the pond. That is gross.
Did you go there when you went to Vegas?
Yeah. I didn't want to eat there. We'd obviously walk past it.
You didn't eat there?
No, no.
It's weirdly kind of like, feels a bit like halfway between a restaurant and a theme park ride when you go in.
Right.
Because obviously they're dressed as nurses and then they say you have to go in.
Yeah, you're dressed as nurses. You have to dress as a nurse. Sorry, carry on.
No, you have to put a gown on. So they're like, you have to go in this room and then the nurse kind of just ties this hospital gown around you. But it's got this really loud music because if you like, you know, when you're waiting for like a roller coaster or whatever, and it's somebody saying like, if you've been a naughty boy and you don't finish your food, you'll be spanked hard 3 times. And it's like playing the, what is it, Carmina Burana, you know? Da, 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm walking in. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is a bit intense. But yeah, I thought, one of my friends has been there, right? And he's like, oh, the food's trash and it's in a shitty part of town. I'm like, it's not really in a shitty part of town. And I thought the food was, when you're eating it, right, after you've eaten one patty, you're like, oh, you don't want to eat more because it kind of feels like you shouldn't be eating it.
Yeah.
Because it's that rich. But it's not unenjoyable. So I thought it was decent. And that'll be one of the better videos, I think, from
20,000 calories.
The funniest part is at the end, right? So when I left to go on that trip, I was 152 pounds, right? And then I got weighed. I'm kind of giving away the video a bit here, though, like entertaining parts of the video.
6 weeks, no one's going, like 6 months, sorry, no one's going to remember this. There's about 4 people listening to the podcast.
It'll be 3. It'll be like June when it comes out. I suppose like the people, the diehards, right? People that watch the podcast or listen. But yeah, I was like 152 pounds on left. I got weighed on the scales at Heart Attack Grill just for the gimmick of doing it for the video, right? And I was 159, if I recall, because I've been there 2 weeks. So yeah. I'm like, all right, I accept that. And then I thought, for a laugh, I'll get weighed after I've eaten the burger. And by the time I'd done that, I was like, I think I was 168, 169 pounds. And I'm like, shit, that's like, what is that, 16 pounds? But obviously part of that, I'm not that now, because like the burger is transient, right?
Yeah.
You know, poo the next day and all the salt come out of you after a few days. I didn't eat for, God knows, I think it was about 50 hours till I ate again.
Really?
When I got home. But yeah, it was cool. I think people will like that video.
I've got much more of a like an understanding and respect for the sort of turmoil that you put your body through with these videos after doing the food challenge that we did, eating a lot of deep fried chicken.
Yeah,
because like, go on,
no, you go.
Just like what I didn't expect was like how dehydrated I would be and how much my wee would smell.
That's the weirdest thing, isn't it? But that's good though, because like if it didn't smell, then your body wouldn't be working properly, would it?
I don't know. But it was very weird.
The worst is when you do sweet stuff because your wee smells like sugar puffs. So you'd be sat there like, oh, I fancy some sugar puffs. The funny thing about that burger is at the end, I'm giving it away here, but like I got some more stuff, not just the burger, right? So if tune in for that, right? Because the milkshakes are up to 3,000, but somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 calories apparently. They serve them with a piece of butter on top. You're like, what? So I'm supposed to eat this slab of butter. But it was nice though. But what was I going to say? Oh yeah, the burger itself. I reckon we got to go back to Vegas because I reckon I could do 2 of them if I had to. And I don't think anyone's ever done that.
Imagine that, 40,000 calories.
But it'd be one of those like, maybe for like, if I ever hit, I don't know. Or maybe for the 10-year anniversary of the channel, if I get there, if people still watching.
Would that be like a record then, that?
I don't know. Who cares? Who gives a shit about records? It's only supposed to be a laugh in it, but I just think it'd be a gimmick to have like two of these things. And like they were going, the people in the restaurant were kind of like, oh, just for finishing one of those. And I didn't like.
Did they recognize you?
I've fucking given it away now, haven't I? No, don't share this podcast.
Let's put this in perspective. 1.5 million people watch a video.
But still, like the people that watch this.
All four people.
Want to enjoy the videos, right? It's still a good video.
I think they kind of expect you to be everything.
Yeah, but that is like a big, but anyway.
This podcast is like a beer meets food Patreon that people don't actually pay for.
Yeah. Well, some people do pay for the Patreon, don't they? He scalps it all and then uses it to buy new Vans hoodies.
Scalps it all.
Anyway, it was good. And actually, I'm very happy with all the videos I made from it. And they actually get better as it goes on, I think. Like it starts a bit slow, but even the first videos are good. And then I think it ramps up. The best one's probably I went to this place called Dick's Last Resort where they just insult you.
Nice.
That's one of those gimmicks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I start with a disclaimer. Because even though I try to beep out all the swearing, that some of the content of what they're saying is with the swearing doesn't really slip through, but a lot of the things they say are kind of to other diners as well are a little close to the knuckle. So like this, she called one dude at one point. I had to bleep it out. I don't even have if it's some they say it anyway. So I'm not the one that said it. She called this little kid an inbred, and I thought probably can't call him that, can you? I mean, even if it's supposed to be in good humor. She said to me, you've got crusty elbows. And I was like, I was like, are my elbows crusty?
It didn't look crusty. It might have been at the time, though.
Nah. elbows, what, they don't change. But she said I had crusty elbows anyway. But I think it's a good trip. The better videos in this series than they were in the one that's just finished.
What are you doing?
Wow.
It's gone. See that?
Do you see that? A fly flown in front of him and he's missed it from like a foot away. it's a better series of videos than the previous one that just finished with the Oreos.
Is that the last one in that series, the Oreo one?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
And then there's only like three, I think, back in England. Oh, and the one that if I approve the edit that you, the first time I've let somebody else edit one of my videos.
I doubt
and you. Shoot it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to approve it. Oh, it better be good.
It's a bit like...
If you're not enthused about it, it's going to be nice.
I'm very enthusiastic, but we do like every time we do a video for you, you're not enthusiastic about anything. That's, so like, I don't true. Expect, I'm not expecting like, well done, lads. I'm going to expect, we'll cut that short there. Maybe we'll add this there, which is
you
like,
don't, I'll tell you something. You don't get a well done, lads, when I'm paying you $6,000 or some shit for every time you film something for me. You know, people talk about mates rates. I get the 20% beard tax. Like everything's like, Brian Lacey comes on, oh, can you film this for me, lad, yeah?
You're mad, you.
He's like, oh, yeah, beer's paying, let's add 20%
the
on.
The only person that's paid for this video currently is me. I'm fucking thousands out of pocket as it stands.
Shut up, man.
I fucking am.
I've seen your car, what are you talking about?
Who
drives around?
Listen,
you driving right, around in a bulletproof Land Rover?
Every time that he like sort of portrays it onto me like I've got money, it's because he's like, it's actually, this is the man that's like raking in dough, isn't it? That's what it is. Poor Josh over here paid for the video.
That's the outro music. This started so well, this podcast as well. I thought it started all right. But yeah, all right. It was good. And I wasn't actually quite ready to come home because I was, you know, when you're in that zone, you're in that creative zone. I couldn't.
Why did you stay? Why didn't you extend?
Next time I go and try to get in, immigration says, wait a second, last time you're supposed to be here 2 weeks and you stayed for four weeks.
You're sure that you can't.
I was ready for him physically. I just.
How's Mrs. Beard dealing with you not being around? Obviously, all going away every 3 to 6 weeks.
She's like, well, obviously, I'm going to miss each other, but like, it's just part of like life, and I can't. What am I going to complain about it? There's only so much you can do, and it's always they're always better as well. I wish it was not the case. I wish it were not the case, but it's.
Yeah.
If this trip taught me anything, it's like it doesn't matter where everyone just there's a big cultural difference between America. And England, and people say, well, why'd you go there? It's not just because there are food challenges there. Obviously, there are loads in every state. It's the fact that the videos are naturally more entertaining. I have to work less hard for them to make them entertaining. Yeah. Whereas in England, a lot of times you get there and you know, you could be doing this big giant breakfast or whatever. People might just go like, and that'd be it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not expecting people to be over the top and whatnot, but they're just more receptive to it. And a lot of people said about that Oreo video you're talking about, the waitress was really... see that?
You missed it.
No, look at that.
Yeah, it's alive. Oh, eat it. Right, Adam's killed a green bug.
Now he's winning in a fight to the death.
That
was like Mr. Miyagi.
You're about 6 inches
kills
off.
Kills a fly,
it.
Thinks he's well hard.
That was like Mr. Miyagi, you know, grabbing it with a chopstick. I'm so tough that I didn't hit it and it still died. Hey, we'll keep getting the. Complaints because it could have been anything. Done it was an insect. It was Jorge Masvidal. I was in fear for my life.
that lady was really good. She got the megaphone out.
She was unreal because they were really busy when I got there. Yeah. To the point that I almost walked out without even asking her to do it because I thought it's not going to work. And then she was real, you know, she was all smiles and she was like, "Yeah, totally, you can do it." And then even when they had the queue and I felt bad, and she's like, "Oh, there's another record." I'm like, oh, can I order some more? She's like, yeah, no worries, you know. And then she gets a megaphone out.
Which yeah.
You would never get that in England. You'd look, you're lucky if you get like, Not that I don't want a round of applause for like some kind of ego massage, but it just
adds to the video.
It's
a
good ending, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I don't just do the bell sound effect and then go, oh, cheers, bye. It's like, you know, it's a nice bit of.
If we've learned anything, Adam, looking at the trajectory of your channel, that going to America is that, or the traveling and adding that dynamic has like added a lot. And how many you're rolling in on 3 million subscribers soon, weren't you? How far away off you?
That time, I think 2.6, I think. Be a little while. If I do hit there, don't know. You never know. I'm very thankful for just what I have now.
Yeah, but it's less than a year ago that I stuck that gaffer taped number 2 across your million subscriber plaque over there. So I'm just waiting to just get, like, but I'll peel off another piece of gaffer tape, put a 3 on it, and we'll just stick it on.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a good trip, and look forward to the videos. They'll be out in about 3 months.
Very exciting trip then, Adam. I will watch them in 6 to 12 months' time.
Why does that sound so facetious? Very exciting trip there, Adam. Yeah, I will watch those.
We'll continue on with this podcast with the beloved Breaking Beard. We've put a bit of time and effort into it, George has. And let's get this show back on the road.
Breaking Beard. Who wants to go first?
You went first last time, didn't you? Because I made you go first and you had a little cry about it. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Like you're calling the shots around here. I made you do that first.
Okay, so Adam, first question. Oleg Zornitsky holds the record for the highest amount of mayonnaise consumed in 8 minutes. How much did he consume? £8, £10 or £12?
The dirty bastard.
That's an awful record.
I've got a funny little mini story about that, actually. I don't know, £10?
Final answer?
Yeah.
It's £8.
Is it only other European to compete in the Major League eating? Do you want to know why?
Do you know who he is?
I've never met him. But the funny story about that is relayed to me by a fine eater by the name of Crazy Legs Conti. That's his real name. He actually changed it. told me that the reason that he did that so well at that contest, he thought it was ice cream, that it was just really bad ice cream. Seriously, like he thought it was bad, like just terrible ice cream, and he's like, "Oh, but everyone else seems." He didn't know what the contest was, apparently.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
really bad ice cream.
That's like in like MLE folklore. People tell that story. But I got it wrong with £8. I could do £8 in how long? 10 minutes.
8 minutes.
I could blast that, man, for damn sure. If I didn't
just mayonnaise out of the jar.
Yeah, £8 though. It's runny.
I know, but like grim, back to the fad yogurt that we spoke about earlier. That's really hard to eat, don't you think?
No,
it's like clack. It's like proper clack.
Yeah, well,
like,
I don't. I take my that fridge for like an hour before.
Oh,
I
so
eat
like
it.
Sort of.
Yeah, and that mayonnaise wouldn't have been like. It wouldn't have been cold.
My god!
It'd have had to have been pretty cold if you thought it were ice cream.
Yeah, it would have been. I mean, it wouldn't have been like.
It starts to change color, isn't it? It starts to go like translucent when it
separates. Maybe I couldn't do it, I don't know. I mean, the thing there really is like, if you can tolerate, I'm not a big mayonnaise fan, so I don't mind it, but I feel like, maybe I couldn't do it.
That's surely the worst challenge you can do.
I'd throw up after that one.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Right, Josh, you want your first question?
We're not about that over here, Josh. I saw you in the toilet at the chicken wing after we did that chicken wing thing.
I'd be about that
absolute
life.
Waste, man.
Okay, Josh, who did John Jones defeat in his UFC debut? Was it Stephen Bonner, Jake O'Brien or Andre Guzmão?
I actually don't know the answer to that. Shit. Stephen Bonner?
Final answer?
Yeah. Stephen Bonner, innit?
Stephen Bonner. It's Andre Guzmão.
Yeah, I didn't know that. John Jones, man, he's been like, I mean, he's had some long career, that dude.
I know.
See him at the weekend.
I don't know who he is now.
Oh, never mind then.
I saw some...
He's the heavyweight champion of the world right now.
I saw...
Should probably know him, shouldn't I?
I saw a reel of him the other day. We were on a podcast and we were talking about someone that like invaded his home. Like he had
picked the wrong house there, didn't he?
Not half. But like, you know, the monitors where you can see the camera in his garage and stuff.
Yeah.
He just saw someone in his garage roaming about and he just goes down there with a shotty. Just like John Jones with a shotgun.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just unfair.
With a shotty? What do you think, in Green Street or something? Like, you think this is like a Guy Ritchie movie? Who says shotty? Yeah. George over there.
Yeah. So when he won the lightweight championship, it was the youngest champion in UFC history. And on the day that he won that championship, he was, I think it was in Vegas. I want to say it was in Vegas, but wherever he was, a lady had got mugged and the mug, he sort of witnessed it and the mugger legged it. So he chased after this mugger, like grabbed hold of him, got him to the ground, probably slipped in a few elbows, and like subdued this criminal until the police came. And then that later that night went and fought for a UFC championship and won and became the youngest ever UFC champion.
That's mad.
I was going to say, see if we could get him on the show. Is that stretched too far?
That's
very much so.
And he's a psychopath.
Yeah, I think most of UFC fighters are.
No, but like he's like a proper psychopath. Like he now portrays to be like this nice guy. He tries to be the nice guy, but he's been done for like.
I mean, he subdued a mugger.
Yeah, he crashed his car. Like he rough his head on coke, and he crashed his car into like a pregnant woman, and then fled the scene. And
right,
he's done some bad shit, man. Yeah. He's like,
so he's trying to equalise by subduing muggers and stuff. Yeah, I get it. All right. Anyway, right. What's the next question?
Next question for
Josh.
Adam.
Is desperate for a pee over here. Josh, come on, play the game.
So Matt Stoney holds the record for most pancakes consumed in 8 minutes. What's the record? 106, 113, or 120?
113, I think it's those little silver dollar dealies. I think I'm going to say 113.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is 113.
Wow. When you did that big giant pancake stack challenge thing on they were on your channel, I don't know, a month ago.
The Texas, that one that I lost.
Yeah, but like when you started cutting them up and it just got bigger, I'm like, aesthetically, from a filming standpoint, you fucked it here, man. Like, it looks even worse.
Yeah. That was daft, that one, man.
All right, next question for Josh. Who was the first fighter to beat GSP, George St. Pierre? Was it Matt Hughes, Anderson Silva, or Matt Serra?
I think it was Matt Serra.
Final answer.
Michael Serra. He doesn't look big enough.
Matt Serra for the championship, I believe.
It was Matt Hughes.
Great.
Yeah. Oh,
Matt Serra did as well. All right, yeah.
2-0, Adam.
Shit.
Well, that guy only got one right, so I'm only one ahead.
No, you got two right.
No, I got one.
I didn't get one right, sorry.
Did you get
one or no?
I didn't get the first one right.
No, you didn't get the first
come
one
Come on, Joe, I'm an honest man. Come on now. I didn't get the first one right. I got the second one right, so I'm still winning because you got both wrong.
Okay, we can go 2-0 here. Joey Chestnut holds the Major League eating record for most hard-boiled eggs consumed in 8 minutes. What is the record? 124,
stupid
138, or 141?
124.
Final answer?
Yes.
It's 141.
Animal, that bloke. That's why, what's the point of even trying when he's around, you know?
Yeah.
God.
Imagine what your farts would smell like after that.
Eggy.
Yeah.
I'd imagine so.
It was one of those rhetorical questions. Oh, Josh, sorry. Where I'm asking people to imagine. Oh, that'd be terrible. You don't have to jump in and say eggy.
Sorry, I want to be nicer to you. I nearly ended the podcast last time. Sorry for everybody that listened to that one. Some people enjoyed it. You didn't, but some people did.
You just broke me down. And by the end of it, I was just ready to. Yeah, I was ready to go to a different country, different time zone.
Okay, final question for Josh. Who was Conor McGregor's final opponent before debuting in the UFC? Was it?
It's hard, actually, aren't
they? Oh, that's probably very hard.
Yeah, I'll take it easy. Dave Hill, Paddy Doherty, or Ivan Buchinger?
I don't know. I want to say Ivan Buchinger because he's
fighting. An octagon fighter
now, but I actually don't know. Ivan Buchinger.
Final answer.
Yeah.
It was Ivan Buchinger.
Was it?
Yeah. So we draw this week. You pull it out the bag with the final question.
Oh, look at that, yeah. Thanks for that. That was difficult.
I lost total track of the scores. I don't know if any one of us is near whatever the forfeit's going to be. But
I think either way, Josh is closer to it than Adam is.
Yeah, I think you must be.
You are.
I feel like this one's been going on for a long time.
This is because we both keep doing really badly, so nobody really moves. Anyway.
We need to like make it so you need to get all three right or you move further towards
right,
it.
Okay.
I think we should start doing that.
Well, whatever, mate.
I'll just make the questions easy.
I believe you've got another game for us, haven't you? I'm going to have to go for a piss though before we do this.
Okay, so we've done this before. It's the you've heard of Elf on a Shelf. It's the like a Photoshop an image and you try and guess what it is.
George jumping over a gorge, that kind of thing.
I don't really know what to call it.
I don't. Well, I'd call it something. It's a bit anachronistic. We're not in December, are we?
You started this, didn't you?
In December.
Yeah.
So why are we doing it in March?
Well, it's only Elf on a Shelf because that's what the meme is. But
yeah, but like it makes sense in December.
Look at that gif.
Oh, lad, no. Why are you showing me pictures? No, you're showing me a picture of a dick for no reason.
Look at this gif.
What the fuck, man?
It's funny, isn't it?
You're wrong, and you.
No, that's like one of my clients.
Who sent you that?
One of my clients.
You sent a first hole in the chat like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you're going too far now. This is ridiculous.
Look at shit. Look, come on, mate. I've been here for fucking weeks.
Do this thing, George. Get this shit over. Okay, away, man. So I'm yeah. Go on.
I'm gonna send them in the group chat.
Oh yeah, that's why
I can't open that group chat, lad, because there's probably more stuff like that in there.
So I've not made all of these, but I've made a couple.
Just laughing at Mike and I just insulting you for never having watched good films ever.
I know, yeah, you had fun with that one, didn't you? I just stayed quiet. I thought I'd leave you to it. I thought it'll end eventually.
I think if people genuinely knew how few films you've actually seen, you'd probably get less work.
No, I don't think... I spoke to George about this. I've watched a lot. I just forget what they're called. Like, I don't remember...
No, you said
I don't
you've never seen Alien?
I haven't seen it, but it's fucking wanking it. Like, it's got to be shit.
It's got to be shit. It's generally considered, if not the best sci-fi film ever made, it's considered the best horror film ever made.
I don't like either of those things.
Is it just a bit cheesy, though? Like, is that what you mean?
We need to stop talking, because you
don't like scary films. You just said it were a horror.
Just do the thing, George. You just saw what I did to that fly, and you, like, these hands are so registered weapons.
Look how scared I am. I'm shaking. I'm petrified.
When I pick up that camera and smash it. What's the thing?
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm sending the first one in now.
Sloth on a goth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't see the sloth there. It's because my thumb was kind of covering it when it came in.
Okay, this one.
I like his hair though. Save that picture, George. I might get that haircut done.
This next one is one I made.
We'll just give it a thumbs up. Win it.
I was going to say, it can't be win it playing cricket because it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. Win it cricket. It's the closest rhyme.
Oh, it is. Georgie
win it
boy.
Cricket.
That's the first formal warning that. Get
that's
that on his discussion.
That,
How is that even that bad?
That's a disciplinary, that mate. Like, instantly. Oh, At first, I'm thinking like something rhymes with wicket, and then I'm like, win it playing cricket. That's a Kanye West rhyme. That's how shit that is.
You could have M&M'd it a bit. Speaking of Mike winning, I'm going down, which is going to get a bit awkward. They will because Stephen Bartlett, I haven't watched our podcast, but I'm going down to film Mike Winnett on the Stephen Bartlett. He's doing an interview thing with Stephen Bartlett in a couple of weeks. So I get to go down and meet him, which yeah. is pretty fun, but we did
test ask you about that Mercedes advertising.
I'm like, listen there, Stephen. I know you, in the video you said you don't drive and then immediately pushed a Mercedes A-Class down his throat. Just wondering where that integrity lands in your Diary of a CEO honest integrity book.
Oh, man. Making enemies of it. Is there any more of these,
yeah,
George?
Look, come on, mate. Look, some more. Just chill out.
I am. It's all an act, man. I'm perfectly chilled. Noddy drinking voddy.
Noddy on the voddy.
Noddy on the voddy.
That's better, George, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't make that one, though.
Why is Tory Mike chiming in?
He's always chiming in.
He needs to get a fucking real job in.
Do you think...
All right, here we go. Next one, speaking of.
Tory Mike on a... Bowling alley, but Tory bowling, Tory Skittles, 10-pin number 10 Tory Mike.
But what can you get in bowling?
Strike. Tory Mike,
Mike
a strike.
Mike
Tory
a strike.
Mike getting a strike.
Yeah. Mike getting a strike, but at the same time, simultaneously disapproving of strikes.
If anyone, like, Mike's hairline's about as good as your hairline, Adam. We'll get double acquits on, yeah, well, on top.
I imagine Mike's probably like me and just very comfortable in his own skin. We don't have confidence issues like you.
What? Are we done? That's it.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, there we go. First podcast back.
Oh, but I'll give up. Stop there, mate. We can't finish a podcast without the new jingle. Dude, we've got a festival coming for you. Hey!
It's time for a
festival
coming from you.
Okay, so we've got two festivals that I have not read either, so I don't know what this is going to be.
Not even vetted. So Josh sent them to you?
Josh put them in the chat. Oh, yeah, sent them to me. Husband walked in on me with my hand down my pants and a look of pure ecstasy on my face. I let him think I was fingering myself because I didn't want to admit I was actually scratching a god-awful itch between my flaps.
Fucking hell. Oh, God.
Come on, that's funny, that, isn't it?
I was just, I had the Sky Scanner open earlier. I'm looking for my next trip.
I'm single-handedly ruining your marriage with Will Lindsay making you disappear every 2 weeks. That's a funny one, that, though, isn't it?
No. What's funny about that? That's about as funny as that joke you told Paul Smith.
But it's the really
next one, George.
I'm middle-aged. I'm 5 foot tall. Whenever I go to the toilet in pubs and restaurants, I always wash my hands in the kids' sink, if they have one, so that just for a brief moment, I feel taller. I know why you put that one in there.
So that one,
it's all right though. At least
I was tagged in that one by a guy called at Kieran Jones, and he put, Josh Gudgeon, you already know who's confessed to this one with the eyes. And then I tried to reply saying, damn right, it's got to be that little prick, beard meets food. And then Twitter stopped me from tweeting it. Because I swore in it.
Isn't Elon all about like free speech?
Yeah, but they own free speech to me. Like,
oh, they platformed you. That's, well, Kieran, that's a good one. Thank you at least for, well, not for bringing a fesso to his attention, but for bringing one which isn't needlessly
vulgar.
Yeah, in nature.
We didn't talk about fingering our flaps. Anyway, I think that's a beautiful place to end this podcast. luckily for you guys, we're recording another one straight after this. So Adam will be in top form for that. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Sorry about the ending. Peace.
Bye-bye.